For KBIA News, I'm Madison Conti. Missouri has received more than $2 billion for coronavirus relief through the federal CARES Act. But as shifting guidelines confuse state and local officials, most of this money remains unspent. Claire Colby has this.
State and local governments can spend the money on unplanned expenses that come from the pandemic. That much was clear in the guidelines the federal government originally sent out. But then the U.S. Treasury followed up with more information that seemed to contradict itself. And that's where the confusion set in. State Representative Kip Kendrick is part of a group advising Governor Mike Parson on how to spend the money. He says the state is waiting for more information before putting it to good use.
And I think that at this point we are anticipating further guidance, which will probably create additional confusion.
Missouri is still holding on to about $1.5 billion of CARES funding. The state has until December 30th to use it. I'm Claire Colby, Missouri Information Corps.
A white suburban St. Louis police detective who was captured on video hitting a black suspect with a police SUV, then kicking and punching him, has been charged with two counts of assault and armed criminal action. People who visited the pool at Brookside Midtown on Friday could have been in contact with an infectious COVID-19 case. The Boone County Health Department advises people who were at the pool during that time to monitor themselves for COVID-19 symptoms. If someone does develop symptoms, the health department recommends that the person contact their health care provider, get tested, and remain at home away from others while waiting for the test results. If the results come back positive, the person will be asked to quarantine for 14 days. Governor Mike Parson has reopened Missouri, but some state buildings will remain closed to the public to curb the spread of the coronavirus. Parson said in a Twitter post Tuesday that Missouri moved into phase two of his recovery plan after the state's social distancing order expired on Monday. The governor's mansion and the state capitol are still not allowing tours as of Tuesday. The number of deaths in Missouri from the coronavirus jumped by 27 yesterday, now topping 900. A natural food store owned by Schnucks will open at 7 a.m. next Wednesday at the site of the former Lucky's Market. The Columbia Missourian reports Eat Well will feature health and wellness, natural foods, and some specialty treats. I'm Madison Conti, KBIA News, Columbia.